again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 227 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. It follows the format used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call it merely Where Fitz Left Off. On this day in 1912, the noted news commentator Eric Severide was born. 2 years after that, on this day in 1914, Donald B. Keith was born on this day. His daddy owned the Hendersonville Buggy and Wagon Company, and young Donald would grow up into the area's most devoted and outspoken ambassador of the American free enterprise system. Donald B. Keith, down through the years, has answered to Donald, Don, D.B., or as I always called him, doing business. Anytime I'd go into Brunson's, the fashion furniture house, or the furniture outlet, or the patio shop, he would always have a handful of yellow pads or file folders, always planning ahead, always. He had to be a quick learner because he graduated from Hendersonville High School at the age of 15. He majored in business administration at the University of North Carolina and joined J.N. Brunson in his furniture store as a business manager in 1937. Mr. Brunson protected his job with the firm when he was called into service in World War II, but immediately following discharge, he returned to Brunson's and bought a minority interest in the firm. Around 1950, Mr. and Mrs. Brunson began spending more and more time in Florida, leaving total management to young Keith. Mr. Brunson died in 1954. Mrs. Brunson retained ownership of the firm, though delegating total management to Keith until 1967, when he and Bill Watts purchased her interest and became the sole owners. Later, William S. Bill Prim joined the firm and became store manager of the Fashion Furniture House. As the firm continued to grow and a discount division as well as a patio store was opened, Richard Nix joined the firm. For some years, doing business Keith remained at the helm of leadership of the entire furniture operations, about 50 years. And for Brunson's 50th anniversary back in 1974, a year-long promotion was observed. I remember assisting D.B. by getting from the Register of Deeds office a list of every person born in Henderson County in 1924, the year Brunson's opened. And he sent every one of these people a letter inviting them to come into the store on their birthday for a birthday cake, which would allow the individual and the store to celebrate their 50th birthday together. In fact, on April 30th, 1974, our remote broadcast setup was located in Brunson's, and for 2 hours, from 10 till noon that day, D.B. and I reminisced about his half-century in Hendersonville. We played songs popular in 1924. We read all the names of those people I'd found to be born in 1924. I was one of them. And then we did a recall of just what the town was like 50 years earlier when J.N. Brunson opened the store. Though Don Keith was a merchant first and foremost, he was another native Hendersonvillian that always was searching for ways to make the community and especially the downtown area better. When the water fountain in front of Brunson stayed broken half the time, he demanded the city either fix it or take it away. They took it away. From the earliest days I was associated with DB in business, he was always concerned about a lack of public restrooms in the downtown area. He would rant and rave and even went so far on one occasion as to consider installing public toilets inside his furniture store. And alas, there are still no public restrooms in downtown Hendersonville. And as all those local dedicated natives did, he went through the chairs of the Hendersonville Merchants Association and the Chamber of Commerce. And when the future of the downtown got into the nitty-gritty, he was the one individual who would spend part of every day scouting for small parcels of land that could be acquired for parking. And when an effort was made to set up the special tax district for the downtown area for the proposed improvements, he was indefatigable. He paid his own way to personally see the town's prototype, Grand Junction, Colorado. He accepted his share of securing signatures for guarantors of the loan for the downtown improvements. He sold his share of individuals on buying stock in the industrial corporation. And he was such a believer in the free enterprise system, he talked to me about establishing a scholarship which would fund the teaching and education of at least one member of the faculty of public schools each year on just how the free enterprise system works. He would complain, "How do you expect students to understand that profit is not a dirty word if the teachers don't understand the system that built this nation to its place in the world today?" D.B., Donald B., Doing Business Keith, celebrating his 82nd birthday today. Reasonably good health, tad overweight, as aren't we all. Sharp of mind and with bittersweet feelings toward his son Donald H. Keith. D.B.'s master plan called for Donald to take over the store when he was ready to retire, and he was disappointed he never could get young Donald to come home. But he and his wife, Dean, have to be proud of a son who is now internationally famous in the field of archaeology, the man who solved the mystery of the wreck on the Molasses Reef on the Turk and Caicos Islands, and was individually successful establishing a museum in that British Crown colony, which opened in 1992 and is now self-supporting. More memories of Donald B. and Donald H., derivative citizens of the man who founded the Keith Tire Company when D.B. was just a lad. From this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.